Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Jackson Brown Classic running on empty. Once again, the rally set. Anthony D'Esposito coming now. Bruce Blakeman coming and more. The corner of 116th and Broadway, 1230 this afternoon. Michael Rappaport did reach out to me, and you may be there too, all this afternoon with Passover coming tonight. Now, the mayor can't be there tonight. You can't make this up. I mean, Passover starts tonight. Columbia University is on fire. The city's on fire. Can you think of a place, before I get to Steve Bannon, can you think of a place known more important for the mayor today? His Jewish students are literally under attack by terrorists. These are not just pro-Hamas. These are terrorists. Where should he be? Passover starts tonight. Jewish students, New York City. You know where he is? He's in Miami. Some fakakta convention, conference, climate control, I don't even know. How can you be the mayor of New York City, leave today when Passover starts tonight and Jews are under attack? How can you do that? I'm asking you a question, Noam.
I didn't realize you were asking me a question. It is amazing. I'm looking at his schedule. I mean, he could easily cancel these events that are taking place in Miami.
Shouldn't he?
Well, I'm actually reaching out to his press person as we speak.
Who's this? My friend. You're talking about Fabian?
Yeah, Fabian Levy. To just ask why, if the city's sort of essentially on fire, especially Upper Manhattan, isn't it important for the mayor to be here in New York City?
And again, because if it wasn't Passover tonight, just another day, Jews getting attacked. It happens all the time. Black guys beat up Jews all the time in Borough Park. And, you know, and these rallies have been going on for a long time, but the holiday starts tonight.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like if Christians were getting murdered in the streets, let me leave on Christmas to go to Guam.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how he responds. I don't see any sign that he's going to cancel this, but I've put the message out to Fabian, and I'll see how they respond.
By the way, Mike Lawler, another important congressman on our side up in Rockland County, he now is joining us too, so. Oh, man. I put the word out at 6 o'clock. I've already got D'Esposito, Lawler, and Blakeman, and more. And I'll tell you this. If Steve Bannon was in New York City today, he'd be standing right next to me. Because I talked to Bannon and probably Mark Levin, outside of my listeners here and you guys, about this Israel conflict and what's going on at the universities more than anybody else. He loves the Jews, Bannon. He's a great American. His podcast, War Room, is the best in the country. Here he is, my friend Steve Bannon. Steve, good morning, buddy. How are you?
How you doing, Sid? Manhattan is on fire from lower Manhattan all the way to the top. And here's it's very interesting. The progressive forces that have taken over that city and taken over that state, and New York City is the greatest city in the world. Is being displayed down with President Trump in that courtroom, which is disgusting what they've done to the rule of law. You've seen the same progressive forces up at Columbia. You've seen it at Yale. You've seen it all over at these MIT. They've absolutely coddled these Sharia supremacists, and now they're running away from them. I think it's outrageous that Columbia today has made the classes virtual. You're just surrendering to the Sharia supremacists. And I keep saying this pro-Palestinian movement is really the most anti-American movement I've ever seen. And the progressive forces are cratering every day. And what they're going to do is they're going to turn around and beg MAGA to bail them out.
Well, you know what I said earlier? It's funny you say that, beg MAGA to bail them out. So I said to Noam, I go, most of the parents that sent their kids to Columbia, it's a very good school, are a bunch of liberal Democrat wussies. And who is going to be at Columbia University today? Today. If I have to punch somebody out, I will. But today, to support their sons and daughters, me. And I guarantee you they hate me like they hate Trump. But with their kids' asses on the line, who's going to be there today talking about MAGA? Me. How about that, Steve?
It's 100% correct. And the cops and who protect them. Here's what we need. I think you need to clear out, obviously, these settlements on campus, whether it's Yale or Columbia, got to be cleared out. And a MAGA-backing police officers are going to put themselves in harm's way to do it. But you need to clear out the administration of these universities. You got to get the progressives out. You got to get the Sharia supremacists off the lawn. You got to get the progressives out of the administration.
Agreed.
If you just clear out the encampments, you haven't solved the problem. That's a symptom of the problem.
Yep.
The problem is what you're seeing in Lower Manhattan with Mershon and with Adams. And with Bragg and with Tish James is the exact problem you have at Columbia. And people don't want to face facts. It's not about clearing the kids, clearing these terrorists and protesters off the lawn in the encampments, whether it's at Yale or whether it's at Columbia. Yes, that has to be done. And no university should be taken over by that. But they also should clear out. You haven't solved the problem till you clear the progressives out of the, quite frankly, the faculty and the administration. And they don't want to hear that, but they want – they want Sid Rosenberg and they want, rank and file police officers, most of whom are MAGA, to be up there saving their asses.
It's
this
true.
Is the problem. They always want to know that we got to if we're going to do it, you got to call them out, too. The president should resign. All the faculty senate president all resign. Anybody back in the terrorists got to go. I don't care if you got tenure or not.
Well, here's the problem. So at least Stefanik goes up to the Hill and does this amazing job. Right. Amazing job. And two of them get whacked. Gay at Harvard, who's a racist. She gone. And the lady at Pennsylvania, I think the one at MIT is still there. But how about this, Steve? The two that got, quote-unquote, whacked are still getting paid nearly $1 million. That doesn't work for me. You can't just step down and collect a paycheck. You got to get rid of these people, including this Shapi clown at Columbia, and not pay them. Get rid of them.
Well, I tell you, for the parents, look, just taking care of this today is not going to solve the problem. The kids of these universities, Jewish kids, are going to be terrorized every day that they're there. And you're going to start seeing kids drop out of Ivy League schools. That's the point of it. And it's being supported by the most progressive faculties, the most progressive administrations on college campuses. So my point is you can take care of symptoms or you can take care of problems. And I think we got to start taking care of problems. And you're seeing this break. They don't believe in the rule of law. These are Bolsheviks. That's why they're down in court today. Want to throw Trump in prison for, I don't know, 20 or 30 years and take the election away from him with pure election interference. The same progressive mindset, the lawless progressive mindset that's in Lower Manhattan is the exact same thing you've got up Columbia. And now, once again, when they get in trouble, they turn to you and they turn to the kind of Bernie Kerik, Rudy Giuliani faction to go and bail them out. And I think, hey, yes, you must clear the campus of the terrorists and these protesters, which are outrageous and anti-American, not just anti-Jewish. But the festering sore is in the administration and the faculty. The head, two-thirds of any faculty member support has got to go. Get rid of them.
I agree. Everything you just said is exactly right. The presidents, the faculty. I got one more for you before we break. How about Jewish donors, Steve Bannon? Stop giving these schools a ton of money. Let the Arabs do it. They do it anyway. As soon as a Jewish donor leaves, somebody from Saudi Arabia gives them $1 million. How about Jewish donors say, no more, we're done with you?
Not just cut them off for money. Put the money into groups or you're going to force these people out. It's go on offense. The Jewish people got to understand, you play defense. You can't play defense against this. You got to go on offense. If you stay on defense, eventually they're going to get you. And it's obvious what's happening here. And people are just standing by, this is not a protest. This is Sharia supremacism. Look at the chants about America. Look at the chants of death to America. This is part of the information war. This is part of the infiltration of our country in this massive, this global war we're in right now. And hey, note to the American people, they're winning. They're winning this information war. We're not.
Steve, let's take a short break. That was a great synopsis, and that is exactly why 12:30 this afternoon I'm going to be out there supporting these people. I'm going on the offense. I'm going on offense. I've got the football. I'm going to try to jam it right down these pro-Palestinians' throats, score myself a touchdown on Passover. We'll take a short break. We'll do more with Steve Bannon. He mentioned Trump a couple of times. Trump is back in court today, opening arguments. May even get Pecker on the stand today. That's a real name, David Pecker. More with Steve Bannon right into this.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Once again, folks, the rally today in... Man, I'm so proud of so many folks. I came on the air at 6 o'clock and said, I'm going to go up to Columbia today, support these Jewish students as we get set to usher in Passover tonight. Congressman Anthony D'Esposito out on Long Island. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman out on Long Island. Michael Lawler, Congressman Rockland County. All of them coming and more. And we just want to show these Jewish students that we're not okay with this. And like Steve Bannon was just talking about it, we're going on the offense. I'm sick and tired of watching the news and all these outlets showing me Jewish students scared to death and thousands of these pro-murder, disgusting, disgraceful people in our country, the same assholes that marched back in the summer of 2020 for George Floyd, terrorizing Jewish students at our campuses across the country. And the fact that they actually cancel classes today and everything is virtual is disgusting. So we're going to go to Columbia today at 12:30, and you should all join me. You don't have to be Jewish. Just have to have a heart. Right, Steve? Steve's not Jewish, but Bannon would be standing right next to me. Is that fair to say?
But here's the question. How many of those Jewish students who are being terrorized today actually stood with those guys during BLM? This is my point. This has to be a moment of clarity in this country of who our enemies are and who our allies are in this progressive, radical progressive left that went out of their way, that changed every rule to drive Donald Trump from office, starting with the Summer of Love, to start with the BLM protests and riots. It's the same people in back of it. And that's why we got to go on offense. You got to purge the faculty. You have to purge the administration up there because they're the ones that have let this happen. Today, it's you and it's going to be cops who and first responders who are principally MAGA working class people from Long Island and the boroughs up there to save these elite kids. Who put them in that position? And many times they help put themselves in the position because they've had propaganda put on them since they were in school. This must be a moment of clarity in this country. This is not just about Jewish students. This is about the United States of America. That's what they're trying to put down up at Columbia. And we have to fight back. And the Jewish donors to me at Columbia, not should just pull their money, they ought to pull their money and go on offense to purge Columbia University and particularly this Marxist faculty up there.
Man, that is so good. Steve, you nailed it. You're right. Who knows how many of these kids who are right now crying, waiting for Sid Rosenberg to show up, were marching with these animals back in the summer of 2020 because Jews are, of course, known to be some of the biggest liberals. And I mean, I say it all the time, the Jewish people are their own worst enemy. But I want to move to Trump. Today begins the opening arguments. Pecker may get up there today on the stand. They got those jurors pretty quickly, Steve. I mean, I heard maybe 2 to 3 weeks, but clearly Mershon wanted to rush this case, yes?
Well, first off, it's a whole the whole jury pool was like a white, college-educated Karens I've never seen a jury pool like this. It didn't really reflect New York City. Look at if we'd had a jury pool, Sid, pulled from the bodega run of President Trump, where they were five or six deep on Broadway cheering on President Trump, of Hispanics, African-Americans, U.S. citizens, President Trump would be out of here quickly. They picked people. They had a jury pool that was all New York Times and MSNBC viewers or New York Times readers. This whole thing is totally and completely rigged from the absolute beginning. In fact, if people hadn't been following it, they had this thing called the Sandoval hearings. That's a technical term for if President Trump decides to testify, which he wants to do, what else can come in? And they essentially ruled everything can come in. The prosecutor can question him on anything. So that virtually takes his ability to take the stand. I think it takes it away from him. This is completely and totally rigged. The jury pool selection last week, which should have taken weeks, to get a true jury of his peers, took 4 days, 5 days. So you're going today, this is all about smearing Trump. This is all about smearing Trump in front of the American people's eyes. And that's why I think President Trump, every afternoon, he needs to either go to Columbia and stand with the students or do more things with the cops, more things like the bodega run. I thought the bodega run was one of the most inspiring. Since East Palestine, Ohio, that's the second most important event President Trump's had in his campaign.
I agree, and without giving away too much, because I do speak to people like you do that help set these things up. Let's just say that, okay? And, you know, I had Larry Trump on a couple of days ago, and we talked about the very real possibility, if not probability, that Trump ends up at Madison Square Garden this summer. I said to Larry, I said, I live out in the Rockaways. I live literally 2 miles away from Floyd Bennett Field. I would love to get Trump to come with me back to my neighborhood, where both Brooklyn and Queens are affected, and speak there about the illegals that are starting to make my people, my neighbors, miserable. So there's plenty of opportunities and places for Trump to go this summer, while he is here anyway, to really give him a good shot at winning New York.
100%. I would love to do that Madison Square Garden. In fact, even while this trial is going on, I'd like to pull up this side of Memorial Day. I think what you saw at the bodega run up in Harlem the other day was a Trump MAGA show of force, and it rattled Adams. That's why Adams is not – you know why Adams is not there? He's running away from the problem at Columbia. He's also running away from the problem he's got in lower Manhattan. He understands that the police force, that at least 50% of the city, 6% of the city backs Trump. That's why he's running a coward down some bogus climate change thing in Miami. You notice that every time – you can tell a leader about being where he needs to be in a moment of crisis. Adams is always hiding. He's hiding because he's a coward. He's a coward. He's been a coward from day one. He's showing he's a coward today. If you out these progressives, if you out them and you make them stand and deliver, they will always crumble. They're always crater because they're physical cowards.
So, Trump, you talked about this jury, how quickly it came about. You talked about the color of the jury, how Trump now probably will not testify, how the thing is rigged. There's no doubt about it. I know there are some people saying to me, listen, there's still a chance, hung jury. Maybe there's one juror who listens to Sid and Friends in the morning. But the overwhelming majority of folks I talk to expect a conviction. So let's go to that worst case scenario. Donald Trump gets convicted. Now, over the weekend, they've been saying that Trump's lead, Steve Bannon, our guy Trump, has been reduced. Last look, it's now 46-44. Now he gets convicted. How bad is that for us?
I think if we message this correct way every day, and Trump has a show of force, that this could be a net positive, either a hung jury at the end or even a guilty plea. I think it actually be turned into a positive by the process itself. But we have to be on the process. Also, I don't think President Trump's helping himself by the advisors around him, the heady Patton, you know, Johnson on the head last week down at Mar-a-Lago, looked like he supported the Ukraine thing, which he actually didn't. I think that's one of a little bit of the weakness of polls. I think there's a little bit of MAGA weakness when you look at these numbers. President Trump can come out of this much stronger than going in, but Sid, this has to be day by day. People have to be on top of this every day. And President Trump must remember one thing. He's not running against Mershon. He's running against an incompetent, corrupt, illegitimate Joe Biden. As long as we keep the lead on the right target, we're going to come out of this okay. But he's not running against Marchand.
Yeah, right.
That's already fake. Marchand's and the whole crew down there, not just Marchand. The even worse is Tish James and the Alvin Bragg and the prosecutors.
Final 60 seconds. You mentioned Johnson. I like Mike. I met him right before the State of the Union. We had a party at the Capitol, and we discussed a couple of things, and I like him, okay? I wasn't for getting rid of McCarthy, but that's fine. I just think that there's too much chaos and makes us look bad, and nothing's going to get done. But either way, I am sick and tired, and I say this almost every day, sick and tired of giving Ukraine money. This idea that Putin is going to take over the world, you're not watching the war. If you're watching the war, you know he ain't taking over anything. I mean, they've been embarrassed, the Russians. The idea we keep giving these people billions and billions and billions of dollars when the border's got no money. Israel gets $12 billion, they get $60 billion. That's no good. So I understand Mike Johnson can't get stuff done because he's got a razor-thin edge in the House. And, you know, he has to compromise at certain points. But this Ukraine money is ridiculous, Steve.
Ukraine money with not one penny for the border. We have an invasion of 12 to 15 million people. It's very simple. From the way War Room looks at it and MAGA, the hard ultra MAGA, Johnson's got to go, and he's got to go in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, but who are you going to put in there then? Who are you going to – you want to go back to Jim Jordan again?
Look, nothing's going to happen between now and election. Let it be a caretaker. Steve Scalise, Jim Jordan, Tom Emmers, Pickett, any caretaker is better than Johnson. Johnson lied to people's faces, lied to President Trump's face. His argument, he's seen the intel, and Poland's going to fall, the Balkans are going to fall, France and Europe's going to fall.
Nonsense.
It's all a lie.
Anybody of course.
You know that.
Of course. I know.
You know enough details. That's a total lie. Complete
right.
And total lie.
Of course. No, you're right. So F Mike Johnson, that's it. I'm done with him. But, you know, we tried to get Scalise last time, and somebody put out a story that he spoke to some white supremacist group or something 25 years ago, and then he quit.
Yeah, but he's got to stand in the breach this time. There has to be a caretaker speaker. Look, Johnson promised and promised and promised over and over again the border would come first. Ukraine would only come after the border secure. He completely lied to people, flipped it, gave $61 billion. The Financial Times has a story on its front page how one of the biggest investors in Ukraine is calling out Zelensky's government, saying they're stealing 50% of the money that comes in.
Of course, of course.
This is a guy that's invest in Ukraine.
Of course. You got to be a moron not to think that. We have nobody that tells us where the money goes. No, we have a committee. No, we don't. No one has any idea where this money is going, nor have they from the very beginning of this goddamn war. So now we got this issue with the House. Now this guy, Mike Johnson, is not getting it done. Now the border's getting no money. I mean, nothing. It's a complete mess.
And the Democrats are waving Ukrainian flags. They're desecrating the floor of the House by waving Ukrainian flags, not American flags, there on Saturday when they did their bailout for Zelensky and the rest of these oligarchs in Ukraine.
Jeez. Who's on your show today? I love you, Marco.
We're going to have Jack Posobiec. We're going to have MTG. We're going on. We're going to cover President Trump, the opening statements. We're going to go hard on Johnson. Johnson's got to go. I'd rather not have it happen, but McCarthy lied to people. He went. But Johnson's lied to people. I think worse than McCarthy, he's got to go. So we're going to focus on that today.
All right. Excellent, excellent show about to come your way with my man, the War Room, with Steve Bannon. And as always, Steve, and I always send you a text, you don't do a good job on this show. You don't even do a great job on this show. You're fantastic. People love you, and I love you. Thank you so much.
Sid, good luck today up, and maybe we'll get you to call in. Good luck today at Columbia, because that rat's nest needs to be cleaned out, not just the square and the public space down there, the lawn. The faculty, senate, and the administration all has to be purged.
Agreed. If you need me, just give me a call, and if I don't get arrested, I'll call you back, okay?
<We'll do, sir. laughs>
See you later, pal. There he is, the great Steve Bannon. Boy, are we lucky to have him.